WFFF Jeffersonville. Listen local.
For Radio Catskill, this is Rosie Starr. Welcome to Farming Country, locally produced radio about rural life in the Catskills and the Delaware River Valley. On today's show, Farmer Tanya Hahn highlights this year's annual Sweet Special Harvest Festival experience happening at Hilly Acres.
There's just a ton of things to do. We're going to have local vendors, jams, maple syrup, ice cream, smoked beef, sausage and peppers, music. The 4-H group's coming. Sullivan West FFA will be there. Pigs, piglets, cows, calves, sheep. You can go for a hayride, decorate pumpkins.
All of that, and Farmer Brett Buddy shares good news about Majestic's organic apple crop ready for picking. And Keith Hubbard's Star Talk report coming up on today's Farm.
Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Giles Snyder. Hezbollah has confirmed that longtime leader Hassan Nasrallah is dead. The Lebanese militant group issued a statement after the Israeli military said Nasrallah and other top Hezbollah commanders were killed in yesterday's massive Israeli airstrike. NPR's Eder Peralta filed this report from the streets of Beirut.
Hassan Nasrallah has led the militant group for more than three decades. Israel called him a terrorist, but for many Shia Muslims in Lebanon, he was a hero for leading a fight against Israeli occupation and for his support of Hamas in the West Bank. Israel says he was killed in an airstrike on Friday that shook much of Beirut. In a statement, Hezbollah vowed to continue its fight against Israel. Here in Beirut, there is a mix of emotions. One woman shouted at the sea, "Nasrallah, where have you gone?" At the same time, many are scared of continued escalation. The streets are full of people trying to find a safer place. Whole families are stranded on the sides of the roads, filled with fear of what comes next. Eder Peralta, NPR News, on the streets of Beirut.
Israel launched a new wave of airstrikes on Beirut's southern suburbs and other areas of Lebanon overnight, and the military says it's mobilizing additional reserve soldiers as it prepares for a potential ground invasion into southern Lebanon. Justice Department has filed criminal charges against three Iranian hackers, as NPR's Carrie Johnson reports.
Attorney General Merrick Garland says Iran is continuing its brazen efforts to stoke discord ahead of the November presidential election. He says the U.S. government is tracking plots by Iran to harm American officials, including former President Donald Trump. The three men charged in the new indictment allegedly targeted and compromised electronic accounts of Trump's campaign aides and others. They're accused of wire fraud, conspiracy to obtain information from protected computers, and material support to a terrorist organization. The defendants are outside the reach of the U.S., and it's not clear when, if ever, American authorities may be able to arrest them. Carrie Johnson, NPR News, Washington.
Former President Trump will be in Alabama this evening when the University of Alabama football team plays rival Georgia. Sam Greenglass, member station WABE, reports that Trump is not the only political candidate taking advantage of this weekend's college games.
Trump will be at Bryant-Denny Stadium when the Crimson Tide face off against the University of Georgia Bulldogs. Huge numbers of Georgia voters will tune in not long before early voting begins. Elsewhere on the battleground map, Minnesota Governor Tim Walz will be at the Big House in Ann Arbor to watch the Michigan Wolverines take on the Minnesota Golden Gophers. Walz, a former high school football coach, has made a point of campaigning with student athletes in swing states, including Georgia. Both candidates are trying to reach voters, including football fans, in non-traditional ways. For NPR News, I'm Sam Greenglass in Atlanta.
And you're listening to NPR News.
This is Radio Catskill, keeping Pennsylvania voters connected this election season. October 21st is the last day to register before the November general election in Pennsylvania. October 29th is the last day to apply for a mail-in or civilian absentee ballot, and the Pennsylvania County Board of Elections must receive mail-in absentee ballots by 8 p.m. on Election Day. November 5th is Election Day. Pennsylvania polls are open from 7 a.m. to 8 p.m. Radio Catskill, keeping you connected this election season.
Support comes from Damascus Citizens for Sustainability, fighting for clean air, land, and water since 2008, both locally and beyond. Information online at their Main Street storefront in Narrowsburg or their office in the Narrowsburg Union. DamascusCitizens.org.
Welcome back to Farm and Country. I'm your host, Rosie Starr. On today's show, Farmer Tanya Hahn highlights this year's annual Sweet Special Harvest Festival experience happening at Hilly Acres. Farmer Brett Buddy shares good news about Majestic's organic apple crop ready for picking. But first, here is Keith Hubbard with this week's Star Talk report. Thank you for joining us on Radio Catskill for this week's locally produced Farm and Country.
For Farm and Country, I'm Keith Hubbard, and this is Star Talk. Lying just east of the Queen Cassiopeia is her daughter, the Princess Andromeda. The constellation resembles an upside-down V to the right of Cassiopeia. The most famous object in the constellation is the Andromeda Galaxy. The galaxy will be well-positioned in the sky this week to be viewed. It will already be high enough in the sky to be seen at nightfall and will reach its highest point in the sky around midnight. And the new moon will be on Wednesday, which will leave the skies moonless this week. The galaxy can be a little difficult to spot with the naked eye as it has the same magnitude as the bottommost star in Cassiopeia. Cassiopeia can be used to locate the Andromeda Galaxy. Using the star that is the bottom of the upper leg of the W, draw a line to the right for 28 degrees and you will find the galaxy. On dark moonless nights, the Andromeda Galaxy appears as a hazy patch of light to the unaided eye. It is the most distant object visible to the naked eye at 2.5 million light years away. In 5 billion years, the Andromeda Galaxy will collide with the Milky Way Galaxy. Galaxies are largely empty space, so the two galaxies will not collide as much as pass through one another. Their gravitational interaction will spur new star births and will sling other stars out of the galaxies. Find a dark night and look for the Andromeda Galaxy, our closest galactic neighbor. My email address is startalk@farmandcountry.org. For Farm and Country and Star Talk, this has been Keith Hubbard, reminding you to keep looking up.
For Radio Catskill, this is Rosie Starr. Up in the hills in Jeffersonville at Hilly Acres Farm, because there's an annual special event is about to take place on the 28th of September. And I'm standing here now with Tanya Hahn, but I let her introduce herself because she's going to tell you all about this cherished annual event.
Well, I'm Tanya Hahn. We are having our annual, seems to be an event that everybody asks for now every year. We've been doing this, I believe this will be either the 9th or the 10th year that we've done this. We gather up some local vendors that we deal with or work with at some of the local farmers markets. They come along and they sell their goods. People like Bill and Barb from Oak Works. He makes like the most beautiful wooden spoons and things of that nature. Amanda from Woodside. She makes the best jams. Her and her husband have been coming, again, since the beginning. We've got 4-H groups coming. Sullivan West FFA will be there. Forthright will be coming. So they'll have all their really great, great drinks to relax with for the afternoon. We'll have music. Joanne Dutcher will be singing along for the afternoon, and we'll have some just nice, relaxing times. We can go into the barns. You can go for a hayride. The kids can decorate pumpkins. We're going to have Ryan Irwin will be there. Now it's Ryan Schwartz, but she'll be there with her ice cream. We'll have all kinds of different foods. We'll be serving up some smoked beef and some sausage and peppers. So we'll have some easy warming foods. It's a rain or shine event. So if it's raining, bring your boots and your raincoat, because farming does not stop just because the weather is not conducive to perfect weather. There's just a ton of things to do that day. There'll be, like I said, the pigs, piglets, cows, calves, sheep, Reuben, our donkey, just so much stuff that the kids can see. The kids will be able to decorate pumpkins. Anderson's will be there as well. They'll have maple syrup. There's a bunch of other vendors that I know I'm missing. We'll probably have close to 20 vendors that'll be there. A couple new vendors. Morning Lover is one of our newer ones. She's at the Berryville Market. You know, a lot of these folks give up their markets to spend the day with us. You know, it's a time for us to open it up to our customers to come see what we have, see what farming is about. It's not always the glamour that we all think it might be. You know, you don your muck boots and you're a farmer, but that's not necessarily realistic. When it's bitter cold, we're out in the middle of it. When it's beastly hot, we're out in the middle of it. There's really no holiday because we need to take care of our animals 24/7. We're on duty 24/7.
I saw this event posted on the Upper Delaware Community Network, and there was a reply about how you raise your animals with care. There was a response that people take note of that.
Yeah. We have a saying, and we believe firmly in it. If you're going to be a farm animal, you want to be on our farm. Because, again, as long as they're comfortable, if it's pouring rain and it's cold, they've got a place to walk in and get out of the weather. If it's hot and it's beastly hot, they have some cool water and they have a place to get out of the sun. Very simple things, just like us. I mean, you know, when we're hot, we want to go into the air conditioning. You know, a lot of times people are like, oh, your animal should be outside all the time. Well, all the time is not always great for them. And there's predators, you know, with, say, for instance, with poultry. It's not easy just to put your chickens out every day and then try to gather them up. We have coyotes, we have fox, you know, we have fishers, we have all kinds of things that would make great dinner for those guys. Our responsibility is to keep them safe. So we have them cage-free, open air, light, fresh air coming in, nice cool water. Who wouldn't want to live like that, right? But it's such a simple concept. This is how it should be. To me, it's just the natural way of things should be, the way we should be treating each other.
With respect.
With respect. That's all we do, is we treat them with respect. They talk back to us. You know, if they're hungry, they tell us.
Are these beautiful little cows that are talking right now, are they hungry?
No, they're wondering where mom went. They're coming out to go have their afternoon munchies and get out on the pasture, and they're looking for mom. Mom has walked out, and now they're going, okay, where's everybody going? As you can see, they're herd animals, so they're going to follow each other.
Let's get back to the event. I have a memory of the stand that sells all those pumpkins.
Mm-hmm. That's Anderson's maple syrup, so she'll be there. Patty will be there, or maybe it'll be Megan or Pete. They'll be there with pumpkins and maple syrup. There'll be all kinds of different vendors there selling jams. We'll have ice cream. I think there might even be a fella there that's going to have kettle corn, Forthright with their cider. County Road Bakery will be there with some gluten-free yummies. So if gluten's an issue, she'll take right good care of you. Yeah, we'll have Mullally's Tractor Sales will be on hand. They're going to have their, I call them buggies, but they're the larger side-by-side. We'll be buzzing people up and down, and they'll be there with their equipment. And Ryan and Jamie Lowe, they just opened in Jeffersonville as well, selling a lot of equipment. So they'll be there. So folks want to need a new lawnmower, they need a new piece of equipment. Ryan and Jamie will be there on hand to display their stuff, as will, like I said, Mullally Tractor Sales. And we appreciate the support from all the vendors that are on hand, because they have their own following too, that so people get to come and see what other things they're doing. So it'll be pretty diverse. It'll be a lot of different things going on. Of course, the hayride's always a hit. I think the kids' favorite thing to do, they decorate their pumpkins and then they jump on the hayride and they go for a ride.
What I have appreciated about the event over the years is the spacing. There's so much space to move around, and idyllically, so relaxing to just go from one little section to another, right. The booths, the buildings. It's not crowded. It's meandering, mm-hmm, in beautiful country hillside. The kids are running around. There's space and freedom, and you always learn something. There's something new to taste. Let's refresh the memory of the time, the date, and a website to get more information.
September 28th, we did change the time. It's 11 to 4, so a little bit later in the day. Gives everybody a little bit of a chance to get out of bed and get rolling. And it also gives us a chance to get our chores done, because sometimes we're still trying to get our chores all finished up before the crowd comes in. It's at 32 Wall Road in Jeffersonville. You know, it's a rain or shine event. It's free. You can come and not buy a thing, and that's fine. Come, particularly for the kids, it's fun to watch them. And when we have, for instance, the 4-H groups, my dear friend Jean Smith and Karen Coombe will have bunnies there. And these bunnies, they do all kinds of things. And the kids just love to hang out with the bunnies. They get to pet them, they get to hold them, they get to do all kinds of things with them. The other 4-H groups that'll be there, they always have an activity for the kids. The Sullivan West FFA group, Patty McCarthy, he is phenomenal. That group has done some really cool things. They are always at our event. They'll have things going on for the kids. It gives a better appreciation for what agriculture is. The kids, they just run and they play, and they usually, we've got kernels of corn, dry corn, all over the yard by the time the day is out. They get to see the antique tractors that we have, and they just run and play and run and play and eat more ice cream and eat more food and then run and play and run and play until they just finally collapse and they've had enough.
And so their parents are happy too.
Yeah. And we always have the Jeffersonville Volunteer Ambulance Corps is always on standby. They've always been more than gracious, and they volunteer their time. They're a great organization. They come every year, and they sit on the corner and watch things go on. They're there if somebody isn't feeling well or somebody has a bruise or gets a cut. They will be happy to take care of you.
Okay, one last question. I'd like to know, when you're walking up the driveway, up the hill, there's always a donkey with a sheep. Are the sheep and the donkey going to be there?
Absolutely. This year, Reuben will be there. He was there last year. The year before that, we had a Jackson. And unfortunately, after we figured Jackson was probably 35 or 40, and he passed away, and we have a new donkey named Reuben. Reuben doesn't hee-haw quite as well as Jackson yet, but he's working on it. But he's a sweet guy, and he will be there with the sheep. And we also, this year, I'm not sure if I'm sold on this, but we have 4 goats. And so the goats are a little bit of a menace, but the goats will be there.
Well, they're a menace because that's their personality, but they'll be penned up or at least corralled.
They're in with the sheep and with Reuben, so yeah, they'll be fine. They won't be nibbling on anybody's shirt tail or anything like that, so.
Oh, Tanya, this was such a treat to come up here and speak to you on the farm. Looking down at the event site, I always thought that the Helly Acres event site was high, but we're way up above it looking down. It's so beautiful, and I understand it's rich with family history up here, dating back to the early 19th century.
Yes. It's a funny story. If most people know this story, and I'm assuming that's what you're leading me into, is to tell the story of how we ended up here. So my husband's dad grew up on the farm proper on Sander Road. We call this the home farm. His uncle raised him and his siblings after both his parents had passed. And then when my parents immigrated to the United States after World War II, they took a ride up from New Jersey. And this place was for sale. And they decided to buy it. And many years later, my husband and I got together, and the saying is the only reason he married me was to get the farm back into the family. So that's the story. And our oldest absolutely adores it. This is his passion. You know, we work for him. Michael, he's the farmer. We work well together. It's very generational, even though it kind of skipped kind of, and then it came back in. But yeah, it's been in the family for many, 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 many years. One way or the other.
You have a beautiful sense of humor, and in stature, I'd say you're medium, but you're mighty. You're a mighty woman. I so much appreciate you taking the time to speak with me. I revere your knowledge, your strength, and your passion for real farm and country living. You're an ideal. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you for having us and for listening to our little story. We do our best.
Thank you to the audience for listening and for showing up at the event on September 28th to honor the effort and the beauty, the education, the sweetness of farming country life at Hilly Acres. Thank you.
Thank you.
More information for Hilly Acres Farm Festival is available on Facebook and their website, hillyacresfarm.com. You're listening to Radio Catskill. Before we segue into the next Farming Country segment, I'd like to take this moment to recognize our community member, Beverly Sterner. Beverly is the founder and moderator of the Upper Delaware Community Network. For 25 years, Beverly has given neighbors, friends, and community organizations an online communication vehicle that, by sharing information, connects us to each other. My weekly postings share Radio Catskill's Farm and Country podcast that highlights the beauty of rural life on both sides of the river. Beverly Sterner's dedicated volunteer work is a supportive gift to nearly 1,500 members who have joined the Upper Delaware Community Network. For Radio Catskill and Farm and Country, this is Rosie Starr at Majestic Farms. Apple picking with my husband. It's such an idyllic setting. I have with me Brett Buddy, owner and farmer here, and he came up to see how we were doing with our apple picking. I said, I have my microphone. Let's have a sound bite. Brett, please introduce yourself and say hello to our audience.
Hello, I'm Brett Buddy from Majestic Farms in Mountaindale, New York. We grow organic apples and sell our heritage meats, chicken and pork, at the Rock Hill Farmers Market and off the farm right here in Mountaindale. So right now we're open for apple picking. We're the only U-Pick apple orchard that I know of within a 50-mile radius of here. And we have a lot of varieties coming in to eat this season. Right now, we're picking Galas, Esopus Spitzenbergs, Crimson Crisp, McCowan's, and Crimson Topaz. And all of those are fantastic eating apples. And some of them are old-fashioned apples that you would never find in the grocery store, because although they're some of the best eating apples in the world, they have problems with them like difficulty storage or they don't travel well, but they sure are fantastic to get off the farm and enjoy something truly special.
I agree that these apples are extraordinary. The experience of being here picking them is extraordinary. And for our audience, may remember last year the weather was so atrocious to farmers, especially fruit growers, that this farm experienced a lack of abundance. And this year it's the opposite. So what attributes this year to a better crop?
Well, apples are naturally biennial, which means that one year you'll get a really big crop and the next year you'll get a smaller crop. So when you have a frost event where there's no apples, trees end up making more apples for the following year. And so that's what we're experiencing now. And our trees are just dripping with exceptionally good apples. And I'll say after 15 years of growing apples that this is actually one of the best looking crops of apples we've ever had, which is really saying something because we're organic, and that means it's very hard to grow a very good-looking apple. And so I would say 90% of our crop is looking absolutely exquisite.
I have to agree with that, and I'm of the generation that Joni Mitchell wrote a song, and the line goes, give me the spots on the apples and give me the birds and the bees. It was when Rachel Carson was writing her book about not using pesticides in agriculture. And we are really grateful to have that kind of product that we can come in the environment. And when families come, the kids are here. It's safe and healthy. You said you're going to be picking, I think, until November. Talk about the species of apples that will be available in October.
So in October, we will have Ida Reds, which are a fantastic baking apple, and they're particularly well known for making applesauce with. And then we will also have Golden Russet, which is a russeted apple. It has a beautiful yellow color, and all russeted apples have a slight pear flavor to them. And once these cold nights move in, those apples really sweeten up. Another apple that we have, which is a famous eating apple, is the Ashmead's Kernel. There's not a huge crop of those, but they're one of the most fantastic apples you'll ever taste in your life. It is a very intense apple flavor like you've never experienced. I don't know any other variety apple that's like that. And then we have an apple called Florina, which is nice and crisp, and it has floral tastes to it. And then I'm sure some of our other varieties, which I already mentioned, will still be hanging around.
Some of those varieties that you mentioned, I have experience eating four of them a day. Are your farm animals recipients of some of these apples?
Yeah, we collect drops off the ground in the apple orchard. Because we're organic, we try to keep drop apples off the floor of the orchard as much as possible to keep away rodents that might girdle the trees, or perhaps there's some pathogens in the apples that should be cleaned up off the ground so we don't have to worry about increasing infection rates on next year's crop. And so we pick those apples up and give them to the pigs, and they love it. And I think it makes them taste better, too.
Well, sweet pork. There's nothing...
Pork and apples. I mean, like, doesn't that go together?
Yes, applesauce and a roasted pork. Let's see. What else would you like to say about this year's crop? What should people expect when they come here to pick?
What we have here is a very down-home farm experience. So we don't have bouncy houses, but we have picnic tables. And we do sell sweet apple cider, and we will have some baked goods and cider apples. But if you want to bring a picnic with you, that's definitely encouraged, and there's a bunch of picnic tables out here, and I recommend doing it because you and your family can sit around and really enjoy a serene farm environment that is unlike others that you're going to have. You know, a lot of places that you go picking at, you're going to end up spending a lot of money on cotton candy and bouncy houses and all that stuff. This is not that experience. This is a really special, laid-back, true farm experience.
You mentioned apple cider. Do you have a species of apples that, if they don't get picked, they get sold for making cider?
Yes. At the end of our season, most of our apple varieties are fantastically good eating varieties, but I also... When I put the orchard in, I wasn't sure if things were going to work out. So I was hedged against failure by picking varieties that are exceptionally good for making hard cider as well. And so my dear friend Andy Brennan from Aaron Burr Cidery in the fall comes and purchases all my leftover apples. And usually there aren't many, but that's where they go. And his cider is known all over the place for being one of the most fantastic ciders in the country.
Yes, I have to agree. It has a very distinctive flavor. I have tasted it actually when they first started making it. Fred, thank you so much. You're a farmer and you sat down in the middle of your day. It's a beautiful day, but thank you for taking the time to speak with us. Is there anything else you'd like to say?
I just want to say thanks for coming out, and I really appreciate the opportunity to talk about the farm.
Thank you. More information is available at majesticfarm.com. We hope that you enjoyed our show this week with production by Radio Catskill volunteers Keith Hubbard and myself, Rosie Starr. Special thanks goes to our guests, farmer Tanya Hahn from Hilly Acres in Jeffersonville, and farmer Brett Buddy from Majestic Farm and You Pick Organic Orchard in Mountaindale. Thank you for listening local to Farm and Country and supporting Radio Catskill.
Listen to us on the radio or stream us live at wjffradio.org.
Support comes from Damascus Citizens for Sustainability, fighting for clean air, land, and water since 2008, both locally and beyond. Information online at their Main Street storefront in Narrowsburg or their office in the Narrowsburg Union. Damascus.